morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, on WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on The Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard and Jim Reed and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. With a nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingham Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show. And this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tahir Gardner saying, keep them growing.
Mm-hmm. So I think I probably come from the Irish part of my but they call us Raleigh, Mr. and Mrs. Raleigh. When we went to Ireland, Raleigh over there.
Huh. Well, they have Edinburgh is the name Edmiston sort of comes from there.
Yeah, well, you're Scotch-Irish, you said.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's quite a combination.
Highlands of North Carolina. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But do you like Scotch?
I like Scotch.
Yeah. Well, how old? How old a Scotch do you like? I mean, you like Scotland.
I thought
you don't like Scotch.
No,
whiskey.
I don't fool with that stuff.
The Irish whiskey, and I've had that in coffee. The Irish coffee, that's not bad.
Yeah.
They say they distill it several times, that it makes it smoother. But the Irish coffee was good. You got to make sure that the whipped cream stays on top.
I'm not going to talk much about any kind of alcoholic beverage because my grandmother may come back out of the grave and thrash me.
Yeah.
And some of our audience, too. I know that somebody—
Teetotalers?
Sometimes in the audience, one time somebody walked up to me and said, I know you're a good boy and I've always voted for you. I just wish you wouldn't drink so much. I said, well, where do you get that? She said, well, seems like on the radio once in a while you talk about having a drink. I said, well, let's stick on A. A this kind of vodka, B that kind of vodka.
And the kind you drink, you can't even taste.
No. That's right.
So Steve is in Garner. I'm sure he's tired of waiting. Steve, A.
Oh, you woke me up. Darn it.
I woke you up. Well, So, you're wearing any green today, Steve?
Not a bit.
Not a bit. Okay. Well,
I'm I went and did my DNA, and I am British, Belgian, Norwegian, and 1% Nigerian.
Oh, how about that? Wow. Yeah. So the Irish are a little complex when it comes to the British.
Mary's a Kirkman, so she is Scots Irish.
Ah, okay.
So family all came from there.
So y'all are riding. Are y'all riding somewhere now?
Yeah, we're on our way to visit with my brother and sister, and we're going to finalize my wife's estate. I mean, my mother's estate.
Oh boy, that was a Freudian slip there. You're gonna have to deal with that the rest of the day.
You are in trouble.
Anyway,
that is not a great way to start the conversation, Steve.
No, it isn't. Yeah, I was watching Chopped a couple of weeks ago, and one of the ladies that was competing was from Georgia. And she took her kale and made kale chips out of it.
Here we go. Kale chips. Now, well, that's been brought up before.
Yeah, but she put garlic, garlic-infused olive oil on it and salt. And reviewers told her, I don't like kale, but this is good.
Oh, okay.
Now, Rufus, Linda loves vegetables. She's all about vegetables, and I'm sure that she can come up with a concoction that you'll like.
Well, now, where do you run across the kale potato chips? I'll try that.
No, she made them. She made them. This is a cooking show.
Yeah.
Okay.
She made them. One of the basket items was kale. And she took the kale and made kale chips out of it.
What kind of oil did she use?
She used a deep fryer.
Okay, so we don't...
peanut oil.
She used lard?
She didn't have a peanut allergy.
She used lard. That's what she used.
All right. That would definitely flavor it. You could do it bacon grease. Maybe that would
bacon be grease. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that would.
Hey, my thing is anybody that can eat chitlins should be able to eat some kale.
Well, you got a point there, but a lot of people wouldn't go for long without chitlins, Steve. There's a lot of people that swear by them.
Yeah.
I have never had them. But they had it when I was young at my grandmother's house. And when she cooked those things, I don't see how people ate them. They smelled so bad.
Well, you have to clean them properly. It's quite a process.
But anyway.
That's why
we've gone to
frying, because you get them out and get them there as quick as you can.
Yeah.
And frying them takes away that odor. And one time somebody from the New York Times called me about, she said, I see there are no women in the chitlin club. And they said, why? I said, well, no self-respecting woman wants to smell the darn things.
Deal with the people in that club.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had an erotic experience this week. I denuded my daylilies. I removed the dead fans from around my daylilies.
Did you have a good time doing that, Steve?
Absolutely. I had a good time. I hope they did.
Is your wife speaking to you now? Because you had her estate settled.
Yeah.
Well, she just whacked you across the head there.
I think she just knocked him out. Steve, appreciate it. I hope y'all make it safely wherever you're going.
We're going to Greensboro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
all right. You guys have a wonderful day.
I hope you do too, my friend. Take care. Bye.
Well, then Mark Twain said, the reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated.
Exaggerated, yes. Lewis is in Rocky Mount. Hey, Lewis. Old Lewis.
Hello there.
There, we got you now.
Is this our Lewis?
How's everything in Rocky Mount?
Everything is just peachy keen. I'm not wearing green, but I'm seeing red. Wolfpack red.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah.
I've got a great accessory, a fashion accessory I'll be sporting today. That's my white Converse All-Star baseball cap that Jamie Valvano put a big red V on the side of that bad
cool.
boy, and I'm sporting that all around town.
I don't
today.
Blame
well
you.
Well into the night.
And Rufus, who graduated from Carolina, was a close friend to Jim Valvano.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's kind of mixed. I mean, I know it's going to be a tough night, Rufus, because you love the Wolfpack too.
Well, I love Valvano.
Yeah.
I'm for Wolfpack except one time a year.
And tonight's the night.
Well, it came down to this, and everybody's envisioning 83 in their dreams, but it's going to be a tussle, no doubt about it.
I'm sure they are worn out after all of those games this week, but I hope it'll be a close game at least.
I think it will be.
And who knows?
Live up expectations. And, Rufus, you mentioned Edinburgh. That's the hometown of my favorite rock and roll singer, the great Shirley Manson. She's the lead singer of the rock group Garbage. They've got a Bond theme, too. You know, they did the theme song for The World Is Not Enough, starring Pierce Brosnan
right.
and
yeah.
James Bond. So she hails from Edinburgh. So,
oh my.
By the way, too, I wanted to get in close to your montage there, Mike, because I saw something online this week that was so interesting, and I listened to it. And it was called WPTF Announcer's Christmas Party from 1988.
Yes, those were fun. We did a bunch of them over the years. I think in '88, Dick Stork and Mario Dell, Dornberg, and me.
Bart Rittner was there.
Bart, yeah. I mean, we kind of came into a production room, and as we had time, some people would pop in, people would leave. And I think Maury was probably hosting it.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, I got to thinking that had to be the last time that all those famous personalities were in the same studio at the same time.
I don't know if we did it in the early 90s or not. I don't know when we stopped doing those. But we did it several years in a row. And it was a great idea.
It was, and it was so fascinating because you guys were trading, basically talking shop about the radio business and how many times y'all had been out of town on Christmas, either doing a sports event in Hawaii.
Working here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, or working here, yeah.
Well, speaking of one of your cohorts, I got to give a shout-out to Gail Hurd. She interviewed me the other day about the Rush shooting situation.
Oh, wonderful, yeah.
She is a terrific.
She is. I love Gail.
Yeah, she's really all over all the news all the time.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to say, go Pack.
Well, you better say go Tar Heels too.
Well, you know, you talked about the Rush shooting. I assume you're talking about one of my favorite actors, and I've tried to study that from a point of law. Why are they so intent on trying to put the blame on the man?
Well, I guess he was in charge, and when you're in charge of things, and also I guess he was holding the gun and fired the weapon allegedly.
Yeah,
well,
I'm not so sure.
One conviction that came down, of course, and that was Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer, had
right?
Already
who was loading the guns and was in charge of the armament and all of that. But
so we'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see on that. Yeah.
Purpose.
All right. Well, Brother Lewis, you take care, my friend.
Okay, everybody in Nashville says, hey.
I bet they do. Hey to them. We'll be down there before long. We'll be down there the 20th or 21st, whatever the Saturday is.
Yeah,
I guess it's
20th of April.
20th of April at the Extension Service in Nashville.
Yeah, and you should come by and see us, Lewis.
We'd love to have you. Love to have you come by.
Swing by, buddy.
All right, well, we're praying for perfect weather. Perfect weather.
Well, you should get that. I mean, North Carolina, you know, the people are friendly, the food's good, the weather's fantastic.
There you go.
Right.
All right, buddy.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener on WPTF. Rose?
He's up in the entertainment world, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, movies. His daddy was the preacher when I was a child, like in the 50s. early 60s, Reverend Musser.
Yes.
Wonderful people. Wonderful people. And then they moved. Everybody was sad about that. He moved to Rocky Mountain to a bigger church. But it's so ironic. We get to I get to talk to Lewis, you know, 60 years later. So Rose Rhodes is with us, author and grower of lots of things. Hey, Rose.
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, well, I don't think we could be much better. We're having a good time in here.
That's the way I am.
Good.
That guy just made me proud to be in North Carolina.
Well, you should be. We're all proud to be North Carolinians.
But anyway, ask Rufus if he ever found the Grand Slam Camellia.
Rufus, did you find the Grand Slam Camellia?
I'm going to ask Phil Campbell about that today.
Having lunch with Phil.
I have lunch with him today. And by the way, Rose, I don't know whether I told you last time or not. I went back and undid putting the Daphne leaves on straight on the ground. I went back and took some 3-gallon containers, filled them up with good soil, and put the Daphne branch down in that, and covered it with a brick so when I hope it will root, I can cut it off and not have to do a massive amount of transplant.
It should have a lot of new roots on it.
Well, now, I've only had it in the ground now in the pot now for about 3 weeks.
Well, I would wait till fall to look at it.
Oh, I don't even dare want to look at it right now.
Or even next spring.
I don't look at the Daphne anyhow. I just smell it.
Now, that's what's wonderful.
And I'll tell you a little thing about how wonderful it is. Beside me, my neighbor has chickens, and you know they do leave a lot of residue.
Right.
And it, obviously he's let it stack up very heavily, and the only way that I grew up on the farm, you had to clean out a chicken house quite often, and the Daphnes have saved me. The 3 that I have left from that magnificently penetrating odor.
So has he started a compost pile with only one ingredient?
No, I'm afraid he just lets it stay.
Please. Well, pour some lime over on across the fence.
Yeah, maybe I'll get me a blower and blow some lime over there. I don't think he listens to the program.
Well, maybe somebody does who knows him.
Yeah.
They'll
yeah.
Know on
yeah, you need to clean up your black hen. Black cow like, folks they, make black hen.
They look like Rhode Island Reds to mm-hmm. me.
Uh-huh. Do you go over and talk to them every once in a while?
Well, yeah, there's a little
it's kind of there. It's kind of I don't know, soothing to
yeah, I hear I
be around chickens.
I love to hear the rooster crow, love the cackling of the hens, and I'm sure they produce a lot of eggs.
Yeah.
And they sure do produce an odor.
How about that? Yeah. Well, thank goodness for Daphne's. Yeah. So, Rose, you have any projects that you're working on here?
I've always have a project.
Yeah.
It's been so beautiful. I've looked around my yard, and I'm looking at things to air layer. And so I'm going to try to air layer Rufus the Grand Slam if he doesn't get one. I'm going to air layer.
Oh, my goodness. Huh. Yeah, I will come down and get it if you get that done.
Okay.
He'll have his whole entourage go down there and
okay.
get it.
Okay. We may have a party then.
Rufus and all his people.
Grand Slam. Yep, I'm going to ask Phil about that today.
That's a pretty looks like a big bloom, nice yellow center.
Yeah.
And it's just pure red.
It is red, yeah.
Yeah, speaking of that, they've never come up with a yellow camellia, and so many of them have yellow centers.
Oh, you know, one time Longwood Gardens or something like that advertised the yellow camellia, and I ordered it. It's a white camellia with a yellow stain.
There you go. Yeah. Wow.
I needed my money back.
Still stewing over that, aren't you, Rose?
I sure am. Because I looked at it yesterday.
Rose, you want to hold on a minute so we can do the news?
That would be good.
All right, we'll do that and come back and talk more with Rose Rose, who is the author of Plant Propagation, a Primer on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Rose, you like Ira's music?
I like any kind of music.
Yeah, well.
I just can't do the dances.
Yeah, well, Rufus was over there dancing, and it was kind of a mix of Irish jig and beach and shagging.
Yeah.
So it was really, very interesting.
You should have that on recording.
Yeah, send it to the Smithsonian.
I prohibited any phone recordings.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't remember what we were talking about. It's of course you were talking about propagating something.
She was looking for places in the lawn to air.
Explain to our listeners what air layering is.
Is you find a branch on a tree that looks really, when you get through with it and had turned it up, it would look like a little tree. And then I come down there about maybe.
I thought that was bonsai.
It's not it's not a pruning technique. It's a propagation.
Propagation.
When I prune the Japanese maple dissectums, I use that principle of bonsai.
Because
on that you don't let any branch go straight up, and you don't let any branch cross each other, or any go straight down. So that's what I did yesterday. I redid my Japanese maples. And then all this new little buds that are on there, I just push those off with my fingers. So this, when the leaves come out, which they're fixing to, it'll be a beautiful tree that's kind of open, you know, airy.
That's your form of the bonsai?
Well, it's actually in the ground, but I treat it as a bonsai. You know, I've got two maples that look like are bonsai, but I have them growing in the ground.
Right.
I could pot them up, but I can't get up there to get a pot right now.
Well, if they, I took one out of a pot and put it in the ground because I thought it was going to do better in the ground rather than have to water it so much.
Well, that's a good idea.
Now you were talking about going to get a branch that looks like a tree if you pick it and turn it up.
Well, then you remove some of the leaves about as wide as your hand, or not quite that wide, and then you gird that with a knife. You make a cut, then you go about a fourth of an inch and make another cut, and you cut it all the way around on both of them. And then you scrape out the bark and the cambium and make sure all that cambium, the green, is not, you can't have any on there. You scrape that off with a knife, and this is about a fourth of an inch cut on that branch. And then you use moist peat moss. And you wrap that around there, and you cut you aluminum foil, a square of heavy-duty aluminum foil, about 6x6 or 8x8. And you put that peat moss under it, and then under that you put the aluminum foil, and you wrap it around it so that no rain can get in. And each end you turn one way and the other end the opposite way so that rain can't get in there. And next fall or next spring, either one, you'll have a rooted plant.
How about that?
Rose, I got lost in one process there.
Tell me.
You talked about the girding.
Okay.
What does that make, a slice?
Cutting.
No, you take a knife and go all the way around the branch.
Like you're girdling it.
And then you come down and make another. That may not be the proper word. Girdle means to kill something.
Well, I mean, they're tree girdlers, and that's exactly what they do. They go all the way around.
Yeah. Okay. But you don't go as deep.
Yeah.
But I love to do that. And so on that Japanese maple, I have three branches that are going to be perfect for air layering.
So, mm-hmm. Good gracious.
So that's going to be my and now is the perfect time to air layer. And I used to do camellias, and when I air layered that, I would take all the blooms off except bloom buds except one. And then next, I used to sell those. And then in the fall, you can sell a camellia that has a bloom on it, so people will know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I did that a lot.
Well, that's amazing.
So,
well, you are a real gardener.
I am.
You are.
I will agree with this.
Yes, ma'am.
Agree.
That is, and you enjoy it. It's Rufus talks about how relaxing it is.
Yes. I have a place. I have a woodland garden that's like my cathedral. So.
Oh, absolutely.
It's all good.
All go out there and relax. Yeah.
With all the turmoil, Rose, that I had in my life of being an elected official and people after you all the time, I would retreat to my garden to get my sanity back.
That's it.
That's right. He's got a gate too, so
yeah,
can't get in there.
And no, I would never allow any news person in my garden while I was in public office, because that wouldn't be why they'd want to be there.
That's right.
Including me.
Yeah. Well, no.
Well, I covered you. Covered your years, some of them, not all of them. But yeah, I understand that. Yeah, it can be very relaxing. Well, Rose, thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you for letting me.
Say the name of that camellia again.
Grand Slam.
Yep. Okay.
Think of baseball. Think of baseball, Rufus, when you're talking.
Grand Slam. Okay. Yeah.
Grand Slam.
You're writing that down in Cliff Joyner's book.
I'm writing in the Cliff Joyner book, and I don't want to forget it in a lax moment.
I understand that fully.
Are you going to read us a saying of the day, or?
Well, I don't have my glasses. I can't see it.
Oh, you don't have a set. We'll put on those three-leaf clover glasses. They're magic. The leprechaun left those for us.
He ought to be able to read that.
Yeah. You want Johnny to read it?
Well, I am going to hand it to Johnny today to read.
All right. Well, that's quite an
honor.
That is.
That's a real honor.
I can see a bird in a tree 100 yards away. But, you know, one of those things up front.
Right up close is rough.
That you get where... Yes.
Those Dollar Tree glasses, you left them this morning somewhere?
Yeah, I left them.
Oh, how about that? I didn't realize that.
And I read something somewhere where they're closing some Dollar Tree.
We have to go far and wide and buy up all the glasses from them.
That was very stressful to hear that.
I bet that was. That's why you're discombobulated this morning. So, Rose, thank you very much.
Yeah, I love y'all.
We love you too. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. Well, let's head to Roxboro and talk to my friend Rob Hall, who is the host of the Gardener's Corner. And the Gardener's Corner is on WKRX. There's WRXO AM. So it's on WRXO. Yeah. Dave Bradshaw's stations. Rob, how you doing, buddy?
Good to be on the program with you all, and it's actually simulcasting on both. So.
Good. I didn't realize that. Well, that's wonderful. It should be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I've been doing it a long time and still don't know what I'm doing on there. Just glad.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing on this show either, so we're in the same boat. Now, that's on from 10 till 11 on Fridays?
Well, no, 11 to 12.
11 to 12. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because We've done Rufus and I have done it a few times.
Going to have to get y'all back to Person County sometime. I hope y'all are doing well.
We are doing. If Rufus was doing any better, he wouldn't be able to live with him.
That's right. I want to go back. I want to go back to that restaurant over there, Rob. In that distant city
cafe. Yeah.
That way we were sent three different ways, but three different people.
Yeah.
That's right. We finally
got
there.
You can't get there from here, is what I think.
That's right. That's right. A couple of things. Real nice pitch on your social page, Mike, of you, Rufus, and Johnny.
That's a keeper for sure.
Yeah. Well, you're very kind, Rob. I like how you put that.
And
he has a way with words.
Yeah.
I left the station this morning and tuned in about 10:15, headed to do a little bit more station work. But when I tuned in, y'all were kind of talking about chitlins, and I, for one, consider myself a chitlin connoisseur. Whether they boiled, fried, or barbecue, always order first available.
The CIA has heard about you. The Chitlin Investigative Agency knows about Rob Hall and his love for chitlins.
And a great example of how to really love North Carolina's first food.
That was the first food?
And it's a little place.
It better be with you.
They have the chitlin strut from time to time. And anyway.
I haven't seen Rufus do the chitlin strut.
Yeah, need to check him out sometimes. But the sun's coming at us, a beautiful day. I know a lot of folks are ready to get to growing things and planting things. And I just hope that it's a wonderful plant and growing season and a wonderful harvest for everyone.
Well, I appreciate that, Rob, and tell Brother Dave Bradshaw and Miss Margaret hello for us.
We certainly fine people up there. Y'all take care. If I can ever do anything to help you, let me know, and I'll do what I can not to hurt.
Well, Rob,
Rob.
I'll never forget that wonderful ice cream your mother made.
Yeah, peach ice cream. When we were.
I kind of wish we could go back to those days. My parents are getting old, and unfortunately not able to do anything like that anymore. But that's been a few years, but maybe we can work out something and have a little get-together again soon.
Yeah. Well, we are glad that you called, Rob. Appreciate it, buddy.
Great job, and
Take
it's
care.
Nice to be in the presence, only by voice, if I can't be there in person, of such esteemed professionals as you, Rufus, and Johnny.
I have never seen either one of them steamed. they're just the nicest people. I've been steamed, but thank you.
Well,
thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
And thanks again. And
you're very kind.
I'd say, keep us in mind if you ever need anything in person. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Rob.
Take care, Rob.
Thank y'all. Appreciate that.
Rob Hall, the host of the Gardener's Corner at WKRX and WRXO in Roxborough, the North Carolina News Network affiliates. So, it's nice. Calling this morning.
And I should have, while he was on here, to thank Dave Bradshaw for the wonderful gift he sent me one time that you forgot about and kept for about a year.
You know, I'm just the dumbest person. I'm just so stupid. Have you used it yet?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, good.
Absolutely. Good. Oh, yeah.
They didn't say this isn't valid anymore?
No, you just misplaced it, that's all.
I did. Melissa found the envelope with the gift certificate in the glove.
It was only
compartment.
About a year and a half or something like that.
Well, I mean, you
they honored it.
You have to wait for good things. Did you have to tell them the whole story?
Aged like the beef.
Well, I didn't tell the whole story because I was anxious about whether it would work or not.
Right, and well, I told you I'd buy your meal if it didn't work, but thank goodness it did.
Yeah.
All right. At any rate, this has been a kind of a crazy morning. Would you say
we've been all over the place? Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we've done more
Johnny?
More traveling than.
Oh, okay.
You see that top thing there?
I don't know if I can do this or not. This is
that up there. That's the saying. The.
I'm gonna take my glasses off so I can see it. There we go. All right.
Oh, what a bunch!
Yeah.
All right. So this is the Cliff Joyner
saying of the day.
Saying of the day. If
it's your
always,
big chance.
All right. No pressure. If you're always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be.
So well, I'll tell you, that pretty well runs the gamut for this business.
Yeah.
That's a very true statement.
I've never tried to be normal. Melissa has worked with me for for 49 years, but it hasn't worked.
Yeah, yeah. I've always had that below normal myself, but anyway.
What about abnormal?
But it's all if you have a good heart. You can be normal, abnormal, but if you got a good heart.
Having a good heart is a real plus. Doing.
I told you, Mike, that I'm starting to write another book because I've been so disturbed about the way the world is today of everybody at one another. Hate going around, this and that. And I'm trying to do one to show that there's still a lot of good in the world left and some basic lessons that people need to learn about. Mm-hmm. Having empathy for other people, put yourself in their shoes. Always thank those who help you get where you are. Avoid this horrible thing called hubris, where you get puffed up and you think you're so important and everybody else is not up there to your par. And having some sort of a spirituality that you know there's something, I'm not dictating anybody's religion, but there's something bigger than you are. Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. what we're trying, and we're having, I'm thanking the people that influenced me along the way, and our super kids. And by the way, Mike, I received two checks last week in the mail from listeners.
Oh my goodness!
For the super kids.
Well, that's that's year round. I mean, you have a big extravaganza every year, to thank people. But it's a year round thing, helping those young people go to college who would not be able to go.
Yeah, and it was just made out super kids, and you mailed it to my law office, 132 South Salisbury, and I thank those two people. It just came out of the blue.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's wonderful. You know. Something else wonderful are King's Auto Service and trying to keep your car in good shape. And that's nobody wants to break down in a vehicle. And if you want to be proactive, preemptive, you need to go to King's Auto Service. They can give you a list of things. They can, if you're not following that huge book or go online to check out, a lot of times now the cars don't have the books in the cars, they have in the glove compartment, they have them online. Check out all the things you need to do. Well, you don't have to do as much as you used to, but cars are not self-sufficient. So you've got to change the oil and check the brakes and check the battery and make sure the tires are in good shape. You need to do all of that and a lot more. And if you do that, then you'll have less chance of breaking down. And when you break down, that's going to involve towing, and it's going to involve much bigger bills than just kind of doing it here and there with a system. And they can provide that and all the expertise at King's Auto Service in Raleigh. And they've been doing it since 1946. And if you have a hybrid vehicle, they can help you there too, because they have certified hybrid technicians. Believe me, their non-certified hybrid technicians are certified too, the ASE certified. And you can find lots of different services there. If you have a check engine light that comes on, take it to King's. If you need any kind of AC repair, and that's something you need because it's getting warm. I mean, you may have had to use your AC yesterday. Go to King's Auto Service in Raleigh. Smartest people I know and are among the smartest I know, period, at King's Auto Service, West Street in downtown Raleigh. Boy, we got about a minute.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. So, Johnny, your master gardener's doing okay because they're coming to Raleigh.
Yeah,
I bet they're excited about coming to the farmer's market.
Farmer's market, then they go to the
they got all kinds of projects and, and things like that.
Plant Science Initiative building, going to have a tour of that on Thursday as well.
And thanks so much for the article that your master gardener wrote for our magazine, our magazine coming out in April.
I want to say one thing, Mike, about the mulch that we were talking about earlier.
Got about 30 seconds.
All right. So Iowa State University has a good article on that. If you just put in the search engine, Iowa State University, does landscape mulch lead to termites in your home? And has a good article about mulch and how that, you know, it might attract some termites into that area, but they don't live very long because of the they're going to, like I said, the mulch is going to decay. And also mulch is usually used for aesthetic purposes and to control the moisture level. So check that article out if you're interested in the mulches.
Johnny, thank you. We'll talk to you next time, Brother Rufus. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Absolutely.
All right. Y'all have a great, we love you all. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you, Jason.